What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today's first question comes from a listener named Leah.
I am Leah, and I'm 6 years old, and I really like trains. And what if trains, or what if cars riding on train tracks? Thank you.
Very cool, Leah. What if cars were riding on train tracks and you like trains? Okay. Hearing your question reminded me of a patron's question. So let's listen to Patrick.
Hi, my name is Patrick. I like Hot Wheels. And my what if question is, what if popcorn came to life?
Ah, what if popcorn came to life and you like Hot Wheels? Okay, see the connection? And remember, I won't have actual Hot Wheels in my story, but I hope you'll like what your question inspired.
Oh, Mr. Ewok, you never done a good story with cars before.
Oh, that's not true. He did a question about Pintopio, the old jalopy.
Oh, hey, Fred, JF Cat, what are you guys doing here?
I really just came to give a big woof woof to Felicity.
Do you mean a shout out?
I mean the woof woof, Mr. Ewok. Felicity deserves a special woof.
Yeah, but I still haven't heard an actual bark from you.
Oh, I don't want them bark. That's uncivilized.
Okay. Well, Jeff Cat, do you have some shout outs?
Oh, I do. And oh, I have more this week.
Yeah, okay, yes, let's hear them.
The first one goes out to Malachi.
Hi, Malachi.
And then I've got another for sisters Astrid and Izzy, who attend something called a forest school.
Oh, I would like to go to a school in the forest. There'll be lots of sticks.
Well, Malachi and Felicity, thank you for listening. Astrid and Izzy, so good to hear from you. And now, let's find out, what if popcorn came to life? And what if cars were riding on train tracks? Now, if you noticed that I haven't done many stories about cars, well, it's because What If World's greatest drivers are the popcorn people. And to be honest, they're a little reckless. Popcorn people thought that they were basically invincible.
Well, let's race our cars into each other.
Okay, sure.
You see, every time a particular piece of popcorn gets car-sploded, another seed from the same ear of corn suddenly pops. And the popcorn person is back again.
So wait a minute, why are we driving our cars off of a rocket ship orbiting Earth?
Well, we gotta get onto these train tracks, and there isn't any other way.
What if we took a train?
Too late, time to drive out of the rocket ship.
Okay.
No matter what kind of crazy pop wheel stunt these drivers pulled, they just come back when the next seed pops.
Hey, you're under arrest for reckless driving.
Well, if you want to arrest me, you're gonna have to catch me.
By driving recklessly?
Exactly.
Hey, watch out for that building.
Don't worry, I'll just drive through it.
Okay, me too.
You might have figured that cats would have 9 lives in What If World. Well, popcorn people have about 800 lives apiece, depending on how many kernels grow on their ear of corn. But this story is about just a few of those people. There's the leader, Poprick.
So this mission's easy. We just drive off the cliff, into the cave on the side of the volcano. Then we drive to a lava flow and ride it into the ocean.
Then there was his best friend, Cornea.
I don't remember anything you said, because I've got amnesia.
Oh, yeah.
There was a police officer named Copcorn.
Tell me again, what are we after this time?
And then there was their arch nemesis, Jamesy Staypopped.
Doesn't matter what you're after, because I'm just going to drive in at the last minute and take it.
We've got to stop inviting him to the meetings.
Oh, I remember what we're after. It's the Satopi Kuwak anyway.
A sit-on pie quack anyway.
It's an acronym. It stands for super important thing or person you can only obtain with a car, and it's never exactly what you expect.
Can we just call it a Kuwak? Or a quack for short?
A can only obtain with a car? That's crazy.
Just crazy enough to work.
So Poprick, Copcorn, and Cornea got in their 3 shiny pop wheels and drove off on one mission.
I got the Kuwak this time.
Oh, we thought it would be something little, but it's something big.
Wow.
After another mission,
we got the Kuwak first this time, Stay Popped.
We thought it'd be a guy, but it turned out to be a girl.
Hey, watch out for that tree.
After another mission,
I got the Kuwak, and you're all going to jail.
Yeah, but what was it?
Was it a robot or a dinosaur?
Was it a supercar that can fly?
No, it was something we all thought we had to get, but it turns out it was inside us all along.
I don't get it.
I think I used to get it, but then I forgot.
Oi, maybe we should hold this conversation off of the train tracks for once.
But this time, when the 4 of them popped back from brand new kernels and went to the old toy chest that once held all of their Pop Wheel cars, there was only one car remaining.
I called dibs.
Well, I called dibs before I got amnesia. At least I'm pretty sure.
I don't get it. This thing used to be full of Pop Wheels.
I don't get what you're saying. Could you just open your mouth a little wider when you talk?
I said I don't get it. This thing used to be full of Pop Wheels.
Is that so hard to understand?
Listen, I know I'm usually the bad guy, so you're probably not gonna want to hear more bad news from me, but,
And Jamesy Stay Popped pointed to the dried up old corn cobs lying in the middle of the field they called home.
Am I forgetting something, or are our seeds missing?
Someone's stolen the rest of our kernels.
Actually, I've been keeping count. We're on our last kernels.
What do you mean, last kernels?
It's like we're on our last car, so next time we pop, we're gonna have to go find a new car.
No, I think he's saying we just popped for the last time.
Bingo.
The 4 popcorn people stood in stunned silence. Working together, they pushed the last Pop Wheels car out of the little crack in the side of the toy box.
That means we're gonna have to do the unthinkable.
No, you don't mean
anything but
carpool.
And the 4 of them squeezed into the tiny Pop Wheels car together.
So for this mission, the Quack's on 4 separate helicopters that we're gonna have to drive on to, one after another, and then push a button at the same time to get it.
That sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, it's probably too illegal for us to do, so we should just drop it.
Come on, we can drive one car onto 4 helicopters. Where the Pop Wheel is, for crying out loud.
I know a shortcut to the helicopter pad.
And Poprick drove onto the train tracks yet again.
I thought we agreed that being on the train tracks was a dangerous idea.
How do you suddenly remember details like that when you've constantly got amnesia?
Jamesy Stay Popped and Cornea argued in the back seat.
I heard there's a train station and we can just catch a ride there without having to drive at all.
But we drive cars, it's like our whole thing. You don't think I know that? We've just got to think about safety for 1 second here.
Or better yet, maybe we just walk.
Everybody quiet.
What?
Huh?
I said everybody quiet. I gotta focus on driving.
Focus on driving? I seen you drive while talking on a walkie-talkie, shifting gears, wrestling a robot, and delivering a cool catchphrase.
It's time to signal.
Signal?
A seagull? No, he's making the car blink on the right side somehow.
Poprick had flipped up the right turn signal as he slowly crossed into the train station.
Okay, we're gonna do this mission. But first, Anybody need a potty break?
You come here and say that to my face.
Sorry, yeah. Yes, I need to go. I'm just used to us fighting by this point.
Cornea, Copcorn, and Poprick all got out of the car, while Jamesy Stay Popped stayed in and stewed.
Oh, I don't know what happened to us. We used to be bold, daring. They were my best friends and my worst enemies. And now they're having a body break, and I'm talking to myself in a car.
Stay Popped squirmed his way into the driver's seat, just as Poprick came out of a convenience store.
Oh, I don't know what Popcorn eats, so I got us all buttered raisins.
We've never stayed popped long enough to get hungry, but I know I'm not hungry for that.
I'll try a buttered raisin.
This was wrong. This was a bad idea. Jamesy, you shouldn't rev the engine like that. You could overheat it.
You've all gone soft and fluffy. More so than usual for Popcorn.
Hold on a second.
But Jamesy Stay Popped was already driving their car onto the train tracks, straight toward the helicopter pad.
How are we ever gonna catch up with him?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing's faster than a car.
I haven't wanted to say this all the other times we popped, but, cars, aren't that fast.
Whoa, what?
Oh, man. This is really triggering my amnesia.
They all got tickets to the train, as Copcorn explained.
Helicopters, planes, trains, drones. I mean, anything that can fly is gonna be faster.
But my car had lightning bolts on it, so it was at least as fast as lightning.
No, lightning travels at the speed of light.
Thunder?
Speed of sound.
The train took off, getting faster and faster. The Popcorn people ran to the front to see if they could spy Jamesy Stay Popped. And indeed, his tiny Pop Wheel car wasn't going nearly as fast as this train.
I don't get it. Why don't we make cars faster?
Because it would be dangerous for everyone.
The train was gaining on Jason Stay Popped, who revved the engine and tried to drive even faster.
You're never gonna catch me.
The giant train drove right over him as smoke started rising from the hood of his car.
Oh, it's overheating. Come on.
We just drove over Stay Popped. We gotta parachute down under the train, skid down the electrified third rail for extra speed, and then...
I think you're forgetting that we can't pop again.
And those things are incredibly dangerous.
Oh, yeah. And what are we supposed to do?
About 30 minutes later, Jason Stay Popped finally finished pushing his smoking car down to the next station.
So their fault, anyway, being afraid of a little car explosion.
From this train station, Jamesy could see a distant helicopter pad with four choppers just starting to spin their blades, ready to take off.
Hopefully this is cooled down enough.
He dove back into the car and started it up.
Come on, come on.
The Pop Wheels car sputtered but finally started.
All right, I'm gonna beat the rest of the Pop Wheels team to the quack this time. And then boy, will they be sorry.
And as he went to turn his car off of the train tracks, he forgot to use his left turn signal.
Hey, watch it.
You're bad at driving.
Yeah, Grandpa.
Hey, there's a race happening here.
A bunch of younger Popcorn people were also driving on the tracks. They clipped Jamesy's car, and he turned and rolled and flipped, landing upside down on top of the first rail of the train track.
Eh, no big deal. Looks like I'm gonna have to just pop again. Oh, boy.
Another train was approaching. Jamesy and his Pop Wheel could be flattened in a minute.
Maybe I should have driven a little more safely.
And then there was Cornea.
Did you forget to signal?
She said, reaching in to undo his seatbelt.
What? Did you forget to put your seatbelt on, too?
A seatbelt? Why would you need a bell underwater? Who could hear it?
No, your seat... Oh, God. Oh.
Cornea tried to pull him out the window, but the car was too crumpled.
Now just get out of here. Aren't you forgetting you won't pop again?
Well, neither will you.
I think she's forgetting that she won't pop again,
said Poprick from the train's platform.
I don't think she's forgetting.
I think she's risking her last pop.
I don't know how to help.
He was fiddling with his walkie-talkie nervously.
A nearby human was spraying down the platform with a hose. I've got to commandeer this hose. Don't worry, I'm a Copcorn.
Copcorn threw the hose down to Cornea, who tied it through the car, and she and Copcorn tried to heave the Pop Wheels car off the track.
Poprick looked at his walkie-talkie, then over at the four helicopters that were starting to take off, then over at the speeding train still approaching.
He played with the frequency for half a second.
There's only one thing for me to do.
You can't just go jumping onto the tracks.
Hello, train engineer. Stop the train right away. There's someone on the platform.
Okay, you betcha.
The train screeched down the platform as Copcorn and Cornea yanked at the hose attached to the car with all their might, nudging it just far enough that the train just spun it off the railing,
rather than crushing it like a tin can.
Oh, I think I broke my statch.
Yeah, I think you broke all of whatever passes for limbs on popcorn people.
But you should thank your salty starch you're alive.
Yeah, thank goodness I'm good at walkie-talkies.
Maybe the Pop Wheelers don't need to drive fast to solve all their problems.
Just then, an ambulance sped into the train station, crashing through a wall. And two young popcorn paramedics leapt out of the ambulance.
Oh, wow, I did not see a one of you unbuckle a seatbelt.
They didn't use their turn signal either.
And crashing through that wall could have hurt someone.
Oh, no, it's no problem. They just pop again.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Not anymore.
Yeah, the Pop Wheelers are gonna teach you a thing or two.
About safety.
Huh? The end.
All right, Leah and Patrick, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my mom for teaching me how to drive, and all you future drivers out there, and current drivers, who use seatbelts and turn signals and encourage others to do the same. Stay safe out there. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
National Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.